With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump says he'll know within a few weeks if Russia is serious about ending the war with Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president says he doesn't know for sure if Russia's Vladimir Putin wants to end the three-year-old war with Ukraine, but he expects to find out soon.
We're going to find out whether or not he's tapping us along or not, and if he is, we'll respond a little bit differently.
Despite his frustration with Putin, the president says he's holding off on imposing sanctions against Russia because he doesn't want to interfere with U.S. efforts to negotiate a ceasefire. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine will send a delegation to Istanbul for a new round of direct peace talks with Russia tomorrow. In a statement on Telegram, Zelensky said today that Defense Minister Rustem Umerov will lead the Ukrainian delegation, writing, quote, "We are doing everything to protect our independence, our state, and our people." President Trump's legislative package now heads to the Senate after winning approval in the House. Former Secretary of the Senate Kelly Johnston says it will be a true test of leadership for GOP leader John Thune.
In many respects, his job is tougher than Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson has a looming election. Trump has a lot of leverage over these House members. The senators are a little different. They're kind of like a whole series of great big aircraft carriers that turn slowly sometimes.
Johnston interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Polls are voting in a decisive presidential runoff today that could set the course for the nation's political future and its relations with the European Union. The contest pits Warsaw Mayor Rafael Trzaskowski, a liberal pro-European Union figure, against Karol Nawrocki, a conservative historian. He's backed by the Conservative Law and Justice Party. This is SRN News. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville is running for governor in 2026. He is one of the most pro-life members of the Senate, holding up all military promotions in 2023 over a Biden-era policy that provided taxpayer dollars to help women in uniform obtain abortions. Tuberville is expected to be a formidable entry in the race to succeed Republican Governor Kay Ivey, who cannot run again because of term limits. He entered politics after a successful career as a head football coach at Auburn and three other major college programs. In Venezuela, evangelical pastors are providing spiritual guidance in slums affected by crime, drug addiction, and gangs. But their task has proven challenging amid a 12-year crisis stemming from a drop in oil prices, corruption, and government mismanagement. The clergymen encourage gang members to embrace the gospel and start their lives over, and they frequently provide food, medicine, and clothing in communities where basic needs are not being fulfilled. This is SRN News. Another salmonella outbreak.
Health officials say at least 45 people in 18 states have been sickened, all because of bad cucumbers. They were produced by Florida-based Bednar Growers and distributed to a number of restaurants, hospitals, cruise ships, and, of course, grocery stores. The outbreak detected as part of a follow-up inspection to a 2024 situation linked to the very same company. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, June the 1st. It's the 152nd day of 2025. The moon is waxing, evening stars, Jupiter and Mars. On this date in history, 1880, the first public pay telephone began operation in New Haven, Connecticut. On this date in 1962, Israel hanged Adolf Eichmann for his part in the killing of 6 million Jews in Nazi Germany during the Second World War. This is SRN News.